Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about National Preparedness Month. This is part one of a two-part interview.
September is recognized as National Preparedness Month. The Federal Emergency Management Agency breaks it down as far as things to do this month to recognize that. So week one is make a plan. What does this mean in terms of preparedness?
This is, well, exactly what it says, make a plan. So you need to communicate with your family, with your friends, with anyone that you would be in contact with during a disaster. If something happens, who are you going to call? What's your rally point going to be? And it can be as simple as with a house fire. I mean, that's a very small scale disaster, but it still is necessary that you communicate with your family and have a plan so that you know this is where we rendezvous if there's a fire and we get separated. This is where we will all meet. Or if we're in different places, if the kids are at school, if parents are at work, if somebody's out of town, you know how to get back together in the aftermath. And one of the big things this year, because we are still in a global pandemic, is how does that affect what your plans? I mean, I know right now with what's going on in New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi with the hurricane that just hit, you can't just have a shelter like you did 10 years ago, because there are still requirements for people to be spread out and have, you know, masks if there are so many people in a space. So another layer to be cognizant of as you prepare for the worst.
Should this be a written out plan? And how would you recommend kind of keeping this?
It can be written out. One of the big things within emergency management is we always make a plan for, you know, just about everything. But the phrase is, the plan goes out the window, but it's that planning process that's important. Those conversations that you have with your partners, with the community, having those discussions about what could happen and how everybody needs to respond when it does happen. So it's a great thing for me as a tactile learner. I like having stuff written down because then it helps me remember it. But it doesn't have to be written down. It's just, the big thing is having that conversation.
Week two is build a kit. Of course, there can be a lot of different kits, I know, from conversations we've had. But what sorts of kits are we talking here?
Yeah, the theme of week two is pretty much every year, because those are the big three tenets. Have a plan, build a kit, be prepared. So the build a kit, you can have, you know, a regular bug out bag in your house. You can have one in your car. You can have one at work. All these places and different things that you will need depending on your situation. So a good time to update your kit is at the beginning of the school year or at a significant point in time, because if you have kids, the things that they need within that kit are going to change. So when they're itty bitties and you need formula and diapers, you don't need those same items once the kids reach a certain age. So build a kit is going to be in the themes every year, because you need to go in and update your kit. And the basic things that will always be the same, you know, extra chargers for your cell phone, batteries, flashlight, water, non-perishable foods. Those are across the board. Whichever kit you've got, whether it's a house kit, a car kit, or a work kit, and regardless of how old your kids are, those things need to be in your kit always. A first aid kit needs to be in them all the time. But it evolves as your life changes, so.
And for your home, is there any place you'd recommend that people keep their kit?
Yes. So we keep ours in the basement in the event of a tornado. And this can depend on the season. So in the spring, summer months, when tornadoes are, you know, all over the place, you want that kit where you're going to need it. So if you're sheltering in the basement, having your kit handy there when the time comes to exit is a great place to have it. In your car, wherever it fits in the car is usually okay, but just somewhere that you can find it easily and get it and go quickly without having to dig through all the clutter that people accumulate.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about National Preparedness Month. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.